NBC News financial reporter, access to abortion rights directly impacts the educational levels of birthing people. By Breitbart TV on June 27, 2022. NBC News financial reporter Joe Linkent Monday on MSNBC Katie Tor report cited Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in proclaiming access to abortion rights impacts educational levels of birthing people as well as future earnings. Tor asked, "I know you've been speaking to a lot of economists on this. The cost of overturning Roe v. Wade across the country." Kent said, "Many economists and social scientists are telling us the economic consequences of abortion restrictions are devastating for individuals and wider society." According to the Institute for Women's Policy Research, at the national level, state-level abortion restrictions cost $105 billion per year because, basically, it reduces the labor force participation rate, how many people are in the workforce, and drives down earning power. This particularly affects women between the ages of 15 and 44. Secondly, I wanted to point out that birthing people who are seeking an abortion and have to carry an unwanted pregnancy to term are four times likelier to live below the federal poverty level, according to the University of California, San Francisco. The NBC News financial reporter added, "In that amicus brief in the Dobbs case, 150 economists argued that Roe is causally connected to women's advancement in social and academic life." And you will remember Secretary Yellen recently said access to abortion rights impacts educational levels of birthing people as well as future earnings, which all of the data bearing out. The other important financial question is if the birthing parent is able to travel and if they work for the right company and are seeking an abortion. More individuals we are seeing are going to rely on their employer for the financial support to carry that out. For example, Dick's Sporting Goods is now telling us they are promising $4,000 for any employee or family member to access an abortion. Follow Breitbart clips on Twitter at Breitbart Video.